After fighting each other for nearly a decade in a conflict that cost a combined 500,000 military casualties, Iraq and Iran ended their war in a stalemate in 1988. The two states remained coldly hostile for another 15 years. In 2003, U.S. forces invaded Iraq and drove Saddam Hussein and his Ba'ath Party from power. The result of that was the rise to power of the Shia, Iraq's majority, whom Hussein had largely excluded. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and his Shia Dawa party are now a major force in Iraq's government. Iraq has renewed relations with its Shia neighbor Iran, a move some in Washington view with concern. But Iraq's ambassador to the United States, Luqman Faili, says America has to accept Baghdad charting its own course.
It's important for the United States to understand that Iraq is an independent country, Iraq is a sovereign country, but Iraq is a proud ally of the United States.
Faili also deflects criticism that renewed ties with Tehran have given Iran too much influence in Iraq. Persian Gulf analyst Afshin Malavi of the New America Foundation says that what Iran wants would look like Lebanon.
Iran's vision is creating an Iraqi Hezbollah. They were hoping that they could, Muqtada al-Sadr could become the Hassan Nasrallah of Iraq, the leader of an Iraqi Hezbollah-type political party that would be both a militia and a political party that would also provide social services. It's a model that they think served them well in Lebanon.
Another Washington analyst, Fred Kagan at the American Enterprise Institute, says Iraq charts its own course but often works in concert with Iran.
Fundamentally, Iraq is acting at this point in the region as an ally of Iran on a state-to-state level in terms of its support for Bashar al-Assad, in terms of Dawa's support for oppositionists in Bahrain, and in terms of allowing the Iranians to flout the sanctions regimes in an outrageous fashion.
Afshin Malavi says the Iraq-Iran relationship is a matter of cold pragmatism and opportunism.
At the end of the day, I mean, these are amoral national interest states, you know, and these amoral national interest states will find reasons, you know, to shunt aside their ideologies, their religious affiliations, their sectarian identities, if they feel it's both in the national interest of their state, but also in the personal interest of the political elites.
Analysts say the emerging Iran-Iraq relationship compels the U.S. to accept that no one state will be able to control the outcomes in the volatile Persian Gulf. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.